speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, September the 27th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look, we're going to actually blow the whistle on this deep state coup. It's pretty interesting to see how this is being spun by the Democrats, by the mainstream media. Now, of course, you had Adam Schiff with his piece of fiction. The president called him out on it early this morning. We'll let you hear his so-called parody when he was called on it. There's no excuse for this. He had the transcript. And it's not just Adam Schiff. It's AP. It's Reuters. It's all the establishment press, the BBC. BBC pretending Trump is covering this up. It's like, did you guys realize that he released a transcript a couple of days ago? He released during this program a couple of days ago. Yesterday we got the complaint actually released, and they're still trying to pretend that there's a cover-up. There is no cover-up. And there is no witness. As I pointed out, I think most of the people have picked up on this now. That's the key thing at the very beginning. Oh, by the way, I didn't personally witness any of this, but I've had a lot of people tell me this, like I said yesterday, at the water cooler or whatever. Now we're hearing that this whistleblower was a CIA individual, male, who used to be assigned to the White House. I mean, are we looking at a disgruntled, demoted employee here? A political operative? The footnotes in this are referring back to a George Soros organization. Heavily funded by George Soros, every page of their website directs you to George Soros' Open Society. And of course, it was this organization and BuzzFeed that gave us the first dirty dossier stuff, right? I mean, it's just a replay of all this. And yet, what the press does, as I say, look at this. President Trump is going to redo the strategy that he did with Bob Mueller. It's just absolutely amazing. And then why isn't there an investigation of Biden? Hey, investigate this. AG Barr. It just goes to show how deeply bipartisan the deep state is. And I don't think that President Trump even appreciates how deeply embedded AG Barr is with all these people and how corrupt the Department of Justice, the FBI, still are. I think he's pretty much gets it about the intelligence community, so-called the intel. I think we need to start calling them the incel community. It's really what they are. And that is probably why they secured this information. And again, this is a government. People complaining about, well, President Trump put this in an area that's secure. Well, the White House leaks like a sieve. He knows that these CIA spies, these political operatives, Hillary Clinton supporters, are snooping around to try to find anything they can. Of course you would do that. You would be obliged to do that anyway, wouldn't you? Haven't we reached an an era here where everything that the federal government does, not even the federal government, but now it's this kind of secrecy, this lack of transparency has filtered down to every level of government, even local government. Everybody thinks that they work for the CIA, and everything's got to be locked away, except Hillary Clinton. She creates ClintonEmails.com and puts above classified documents on her unsecured server. It was probably a dead drop for getting money from other governments, leaking information to them. So, you know, we look at this and it's like, any of this a problem? We're going to take a look at that. We also have coming up here, 70 years of communist rule in China being celebrated by the AP. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, medical kidnapping and pedophile schools. And the EPA is going to start taking a look at all of the excrement on the California sidewalks. It is really a health issue. I mean, that's what the EPA was supposed to be about.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion Oliver Darcy have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, September 27th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at what's going on with this attempted deep state coup. Coup part due, I guess we could say, huh? We're also going to ask why there isn't an investigation of Biden. We've now had some people say, well, we want to see his transcripts. Yeah, I'd like to see his transcripts. I'd like to see an investigation of this. Is A.G. Barr going to do that? Some interesting revelations have come out about Mitt Romney's connections to all of this. What a surprise. What a surprise. And then we got a couple of Republican governors, they say. Look, these Republican governors think that Trump ought to be impeached. Well, they're governors of Massachusetts and Vermont. They're not Republicans. They're Republicans in name only. They're about as Republican as Mitt Romney or Gary Johnson or Bill Weld or any of these people. I mean, they're further to the left than some Southern Democrats are. So we're going to take a look at the lies as they're being rolled back. I'm going to get into that in just a moment, but I'm going to be gone next week on vacation. And so I'm not going to be here to celebrate the 70 years of communist rule in China. But it's never too early. The AP is already celebrating it. Associated Press, you know, these are the people who have their style sheets. You know, don't use the term pro-life. You know, we have to use people who are anti-abortion rights, all that type of thing. They control speech. They have rules for speech and for terms. And they take the high ground by dictating what those terms are going to be. And if you use those terms, you've already ceded the debate to them. And now these people, and we've got some interesting things that they have chimed in about and the ways that they have spun and the information that has been released by the president and lied about it. AP, Reuters, BBC will be taking a look at their reactions to the actual declassification of both the transcript and the complaint. Oh, they're not satisfied. Oh, they try to. It's absolutely amazing how these people lie and spin. But let's take a look at their celebration of 70 years of communist rule. They said, pointed out that the once impoverished war-torn country has now grown into the world's second largest economy. Yay! Just like Bernie. You know, Bernie said last week, well, you know, they got a great economy here, but they're a little bit authoritarian. Well, I think the Democrat Party is a little bit authoritarian. The Democrat Party isn't going to have a great economy if they get their policies put through. But the anniversary is coming up October the 1st. It's 70 years, October 1st, 1949. That was when you had the rise of the Chinese Communist Party, began their civil war. And, you know, here you are, 70 years. It's about time for another fourth turning. And we're going to see the same type of civil war here in the United States. Going back to their highlights, what they call the ups and downs of China. Reuters points out, well, you know, they got started with technical assistance from the Soviet Union in the 1950s. And then, you know, they started executing landlords and giving their land to peasants. Doesn't this sound like New York City? 1957. An anti-rightist campaign begins to purge intellectuals deemed to be anti-socialist. Oh, that's right. So we don't accuse people of being anti-socialist anymore, right? Ah, yeah. The people who do the purge call themselves anti-fascist. Big difference. Big difference, right? Everything is in the label, isn't it? 1958 to 1960. The Great Leap Forward. By some estimates, 30 million people die in a resulting famine. All of you, my age, and so you heard all this stuff. People are starving in China. I never understood that. Now I understand it. I've been to China. I've seen the Great Leap Forward and what it did in the rural areas. The Great Leap Forward. And then, within a few years, you had Mao launching the Cultural Revolution. And as part of that, they shut schools. They had the Red Guard, which is basically their useful idiots. Always have the youth as the useful idiots, don't they? Lenin, Mao, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton. They attack political enemies and intellectuals. They're persecuted or driven to suicide and driven out of society as well. Boy, that doesn't look anything at all like what's about to happen here in the United States, does it? Then we came to the rescue. Kissinger and Nixon, 1971. They started making their moves, the globalists. It began with the globalists, of course, the UN recognizing Beijing over Taiwan. There you go. Globalist move. And, of course, Kissinger is right there. We send in the U.S. table tennis team, the ping pong democracy, the opening to China. And then within the next year, Richard Nixon becomes the first American president to visit communist China. And, of course, in the interim, right there, 1971, that was when Richard Nixon also declared his war on drugs, which was a verbatim implementation of the schedules that had also been created by the U.N. He was a UN's guy, he and Henry Kissinger. 1978, they started to enact market-style reforms. Now, this was actually a transition from communism, pure communism, to fascism. Remember, Hitler, that everybody says fascist. Fascism is not simply nationalism. This is how the left and the mainstream media have pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. Yes, Hitler was ultra-nationalist, and Stalin liked to talk about being an internationalist because he was looking to rule the world in a different way. I mean, Hitler really wanted to rule the world, but, Stalin wanted, we have communism everywhere. But as Hitler pointed out, Stalin's tactical error was to nationalize the companies because Stalin couldn't run them. Hitler said, as he called himself, a national socialist, he said, we will control the companies and because they know how to make things work. They can make the trains run on time, and we'll get rid of them as the final solution, the final step. So what the Chinese did was they kind of wised up to kind of fall into the model of Hitler instead of the model of Stalin. And they got very rich and powerful, the leaders did. And what we see now in China truly is fascism, and the demonstrators in Hong Kong called it out as to what it really is. They said it is a Nazi style of government. It's not really communist anymore. It's now become fascist. They kind of missed that detail in the AP timeline here. But if you want to call it market style reforms, that's the style sheet, I guess we could say, from the AP, but it's actually they became fascist. China and the U.S. established diplomatic relations in 79, 80. They launched their one-child policy, another U.N. agenda that's being pushed by the globalists. 1989, thousands of students demonstrated for democracy in Tiananmen Square. Hundreds die, they say, when Ding decides to send in troops. Well, actually, I think it was bigger than both of those numbers. It wasn't thousands and hundreds. It was tens of thousands and thousands who died. You don't understand unless anybody that's been to China knows what it's like in the public squares. You can barely move. Now, if you've been in, let's say, New York during a something like St. Patrick's Day, where you can barely move, that's kind of like a normal situation in a shopping market area in China, and certainly in the case of Tiananmen Square. I mean, I went with my wife to New York City during St. Patrick's Day once, and we just got sheared off, separated by the crowd. Just swept away. But that's the way it was in China when took my family there. And then coming up, as we look at the next big landmark for China, Zero Hedge points out a looming wall of dollar debt in 2020 could be a disastrous year for China's domestic bond market. This giant economy that has been built on piracy, on slavery, on theft, and on preferential trade. Yeah, there's nothing at all great about China. They've got a big firewall, but it's not a great situation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts, but we got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products, and I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say why not.
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better, and then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents, premiers, rebels, and heroes who embolden us.
Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019 is a historical day. President Trump threw down the gauntlet and said globalism is not the future of the planet.
The future does not belong to globalists.
And then Trump went after him on how the Chi-Coms are stealing our intellectual property.
Dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
It was simply amazing. And then he talked about the ruling leftist elite and their censorship and how it must be met head on.
My administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
This is amazing. Find highlights and Trump's entire historic speech at InfoWars.com and band.video.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got a lot to talk about today. As a matter of fact, we've got some very interesting news about medical kidnapping and also about our pedophile schools. We're going to get into that. Also surveillance. And this is also tripped off a civil war on Fox News. That's kind of interesting. There is a struggle right now for the heart and soul of Fox News. And with Tucker Carlson on the right side. Let's hope he's on the winning side. But we'll talk about all that coming up. We've also got some amazing satirical news that's out there that I don't know. It's just hard to, when you look at the real stories out there, when you look at what is happening in California and Portland, how do you come up with anything that is a parody anymore? Well, you know, we got Adam Schiff thinks that he was doing a parody. So we're going to take a look at that. But yesterday we had the whistleblower complaint released just as this show was starting. And I think most people, except for the mainstream media and the Democrats, they have tried to ignore the central issue in all this, which is right there at the very beginning, and I pointed that out. The fact that this is all hearsay. This guy said, well, I didn't actually witness any of this. So this is nothing but hearsay and gossip. And except for the fact that the Democrats are going to be lying about the rest of the content, if you received a complaint like that, you ought to just say, well, there's nothing to see here. Let's move on. This guy isn't a witness to anything. As a matter of fact, if you actually read the transcript of the phone call, you know more than this whistleblower does because he wasn't there and he didn't read the transcript. You have, if you wanted to be involved in any of this. And now we got the Democrats are saying, well, I want anybody with any knowledge of this to come forth. In other words, they don't have any witnesses. They want to create something. It's, you know, bring me the president and I'll find the crime type of thing. You know, where are these people, by the way? All of these people who gave this information to this whistleblower who filed a secondhand hearsay gossip complaint. Why didn't any of these people, if they thought it was something, why didn't any of them file a complaint? Are they all crooked? Are they all compromised? I mean, according to this whistleblower, they were all complaining about what was going on, but not enough to actually file a real complaint. So we're going to take a look at this deep state coup. As Steve Scalise said, and I think this is the best quote I've seen to summarize it all very succinctly. Steve Scalise, the congressman, you know, remember he was shot by a hateful leftist as they were practicing softball there in Washington. Steve Scalise said, impeachment is meant to be a check on the executive, not a check on the electorate. And that's the way they're using this, just to overthrow the election. That's what this is really about. And as I analyzed that complaint yesterday, it's got several parts. First part, the supposed phone call contents. Well, he didn't really have it right. And you don't really need to go into his summary of something that he didn't witness, didn't hear, but was going to complain about second or third hand. So we now have that phone call. And so, you know, that first part, you just throw it out. Second part of it was, look at this. The president actually tried to secure information in a White House that leaks like a sieve, that is filled with intelligence community people who are constantly spying on him for political purposes. And yet there isn't any cover up because the president has released both the phone transcript and the complaint now. So you can throw that part of it out as well. And then this is the one part that I haven't really seen anybody else, really focus on. And that is when you look at the events that he put in there as context, I spent a lot of time talking about that detail in it. It's clear to me that even in the narrative of his complaint, even in the timeline of his complaint, it's very clear that the impetus for investigating this and reopening the investigation and taking a look at what Biden was doing and what the corrupt U.S. ambassador from Obama was doing in the Ukraine, It's very clear to me that all this was initiated in the Ukraine, not by President Trump. And as I said yesterday, the criticism I would have of President Trump, and especially of Barr and Sessions, is that they were so late in coming to this game. You had the prosecutor who was fired said, look, this U.S. ambassador is saying, handing out to the existing government a list of people not to prosecute, Ukrainians not to prosecute. Why? Because they were working with the DNC, the Democrats, and the Obama administration to try to fabricate. If they couldn't find evidence of Trump colluding with Russians, they wanted to try to fabricate it. And as I said yesterday, I had a Ukrainian whistleblower who had to flee for his life because of that kind of environment. The U.S. ambassador saying, do not prosecute these Ukrainians and do not allow those whistleblowing Ukrainians to get to the U.S. Take action against them. And I talked to the guy who named Alexandria Chalupa and others who came from the DNC to work on trying to overthrow our election. That's where your collusion with foreign governments is. It's on the DNC side. They always project all this stuff. And as this was being written about in the Hill months before the phone call, and President Trump really didn't do anything about it until he was reminded of this Hill article and comments from Ukraine about what was going on with the U.S. ambassador. And then the next day, after he had that Fox interview, he fired the U.S. ambassador. It's like nobody in the Justice Department or the intelligence community will tell President Trump the truth. And when somebody finally brings up an article to him, and we were talking about this long before the Hill talked about it, then he's like, oh, yeah, let's get rid of that person as well. And then shortly after that, they have the election. They took that as a sign of something bad, that President Trump wouldn't personally attend that election because that place has been a hotbed of corruption. They said, well, let's send Rick Perry there as our representative, and then let's kind of see the direction this guy is going. And then when he calls him up a month or so later to congratulate him, it was the Ukrainian president who said, we're trying to drain the swamp here, and we want to investigate this stuff. And then President Trump says, oh, yeah, yeah, we had that awful ambassador that I got rid of, and then Biden was bragging about how he got the previous government to fire the prosecutor and so forth. So this is all coming from Ukraine, not from the president. It's not a quid pro quo. So, to me, that's the interesting thing that I haven't seen people talk about. So where is this going to head? Well, it probably will be an impeachment without a conviction. And you can use that in a double sense. In other words, the Democrats are not going to get the Senate to convict President Trump. They can indict him. That's what an impeachment is. And they won't get a conviction from the Senate. But I think even when they indict him with an impeachment, they won't have any conviction that there really was any crime. They can't honestly have that. They'll tell you that. And we'll tell you what they're up to when we come back. Stay with us.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
September is almost over. And right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I want to thank the listeners of this broadcast. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the InfoWars crew, and I want to thank God in heaven, the ruler of our universe, for the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on so much he's promised to do. The speech at the UN is as important as Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, beware their tyranny speech, where he talked about a technological elite. He came out and he exposed how big tech is a new ruling class that is manipulating the minds of the people and engaging in massive oppression. And he talked about how globalism is not the future of the world. And Trump has done a great job exposing the UN, the globalists, and the Chi-Coms in their house that the Rockefellers set up in New York, the UN. This was incredible.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, it's likely that they will impeach, because this is nothing other than a political movement. I think it's going to really severely blow back on them. They'll impeach without conviction. They won't get a conviction in the Senate, and I don't think that they honestly believe this. And then there are some other observations. Philip Mary at Rabobank says, history suggests it'll be a challenge for the Democrats to complete the process before Election Day 2000. But it will set the tone for the election campaign. It could even backfire on the Democrats, as it will energize Trump voters to go to the polls. And that is absolutely true. For example, take a look at the fundraising that has happened after this latest round of attempted coup. In the first 6 hours, President Trump raised $1 million. By 24 hours, he had raised $5 million. And I don't know where it is right now. I can't imagine that it's slowed down, however, because the revelation of the actual complaint makes this whole witch hunt look even worse. As Mitch McConnell is saying, Republican speaker says, this is a parade in search of a rationale. And he's absolutely right. McConnell said, Speaker Pelosi's much publicized efforts to restrain her far left conference, that'd be the Quad Squad, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Burkas, has finally crumbled. Her restraint has. The House Democrats cannot help themselves. Instead of working together across party lines on legislation to help American families and strengthen our nation, they will descend in even deeper into their obsession with relitigating 2016. And that's exactly what it is. As I said, Steve Scalise said impeachment should be about a check on the executive, but the Democrats are using this as a check on the electorate, a check, a reversal of the election. And it's going to really backfire against them with Democrats. Like I said yesterday, you've got all these Democrats out there saying, where's my free stuff? Come on. I wanted the free college, the free health care, all these different things that you guys promised me. And all you're doing is, playing these hyper-partisan political games. You're not delivering on any of this free stuff. McConnell went on to say it simply confirms House Democrats' priority is not making life better for the American people. But their nearly three-year-old fixation on impeachment. That's right. And, you know, the other part of this is that the Democrats have made it pretty obvious that their emphasis on free stuff, if they ever get around to doing any of it, their emphasis on free stuff is really more about giving free stuff to foreign citizens, not the American citizens. They don't care about poor white people, poor black people, poor Hispanic people. If you're American, you get in the back of the line. We're going to give the college benefits and the superior health care benefits. We're going to give that to the foreign citizens. And that's already happening in California. They get far better benefits than any Americans. You know, if you're an American citizen, you're not going to get in-state college tuition. You're not going to get a free ride on health care. But you will if you're foreign. Think about that. Think about that. NPR then says Trump's base is too dumb to support impeachment. How about that? So now you're not just deplorable, like Hillary Clinton said. You're not just despicable dregs, like Joe Biden said. But now NPR thinks that you're also dumb. That's the three D's of the Democrats. That's the way they look at us. We are deplorable, actually 4D, right? 4D chess. We're despicable, we're deplorable, we're dregs, and we're dumb. NPR. And this is after the transcript was released. So this is on Wednesday. They discussed the question as to whether or not President Trump supporters are too loyal or too dumb to support impeachment. And this program, it was the host was somebody named Joshua Johnson. I don't watch NPR, so I don't know who this guy is. I need to get information, not propaganda, so I don't watch NPR. Johnson asked whether or not there was any merit to Democrats' suspicion that Trump supporters would not care about the evidence. He said the president's base is unshakable. They'll support him no matter what. I also don't think that hyperbole would be overstating it to say that some Democrats just think the president's base is too dumb to know the difference, that they wouldn't get, even if all the evidence pointed toward impeachment, pointed toward this being someone who needed to be removed, that the president has fooled enough people that they're so gullible that they will vote again for him no matter what. So there we go. You aren't smart enough to read the transcript. It's something they're just going to cover up, right? And so you've got people like Adam Schiff, who, to his base, his low-information Democrat base, he feels like they're so into this impeachment thing, they're not even going to bother to actually read the transcript. They're not going to bother to read the complaint. And so he can make up his own fairy tale version of this. We should start calling this impeachment inquiry the fractured fairy tales. We should actually have the old the intro from Fractured Fairy Tales. Let me come in with Adam Schiff. Should have thought about that before. Anyway, let's play just a little bit of Adam Schiff and his fractured fairy tale about President Trump. Here we go.
After a brief congratulatory call from President Trump to President Zelensky on April 21st, and after the president's personal emissary, Rudy Giuliani, made it abundantly clear to Ukrainian officials over several months that the president wanted dirt on his political opponent, it is in this context that the new president of Ukraine would speak to Donald Trump over the phone on July 25th.
Let's pause president right here. Zelensky. Let's pause right here. So his context, as you heard yesterday when I went over the actual whistleblower complaint, that is not the timeline. I just mentioned that in the last, that is not how this happened. And, so he starts out with a completely false premise, a completely false context. And now he's going to give us his fabrication, his fractured fairy tale. Let's continue on video clip four.
Months that the president wanted dirt on his political opponent. It is in this context that the new president of Ukraine would speak to Donald Trump over the phone on July 25th. President Zelensky, eager to establish himself at home as a friend of the president of the most powerful nation on earth, had at least two objectives: get a meeting with the president and get more military help. And so what happened on that call? Zelensky begins by ingratiating himself, and he tries to enlist the support of the president. He expresses his interest in meeting with the president and says his country wants to acquire more weapons from us to defend itself. And what is the president's response? Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent. Understand lots of it.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Because yesterday when I played for you the actual clip of Joe Biden bragging like a supervillain at the end of the movie, a monologue, you know, I went there and I told these guys. I mean, he literally said, I'm not doing a parody here of Joe Biden. You know, he said, you've got that $1 billion in loan guarantees that are coming. And I want that prosecutor fired. And I'm leaving in 6 hours. And say, well, you're not present. Get him on the phone. And go, son of a gun, you know, I left with, when I left 6 hours, that guy was gone. And they all, yay, oh, you're powerful. I said, he's like a mafia boss. That really did happen. What Adam Schiff said did not happen. We'll have the reactions from people who are just astounded at the fractured fairy tales when we come back. Stay with us.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts. We've got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do. against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order, who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience, because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that your operation, would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future. Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for 35, 40, 50, 60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the...
Yes, now we're going to take a look at Adam Schiff's fractured fairy tale that he unleashed on everybody yesterday and the reactions to it as President Trump slammed the book closed on these guys. Great job, crew. They got that for me in a real short period of time. I've got a great crew here. Look, Adam Schiff in his fantasy fairy tale, President Trump, I'm going to give you seven reasons why you're going to do this, and you better do this. He's like a mafia figure. No, it was actually Joe Biden. Again, they project what they do onto President Trump. And where is the discussion? Even in all these comments, I don't see it brought up what we talked about yesterday, the fact that you had Democrats threatening Ukraine senators, multiple senators threatening Ukraine. It wasn't just Biden going over there and saying, you know, the $1 billion you want? Well, if you haven't fired that guy that's investigating my son's company, and he didn't say that, okay, but that was the prosecutor who was doing it at the time. He wanted that prosecutor fired. He said, I told him you get rid of this guy, I'm leaving in 6 hours. And, you know, he was gone in 6 hours. That's how powerful I am. That was a do this or else type of situation. Now, what President Trump was talking about when he was talking about weapon systems and everything, he was talking about, as Rand Paul pointed out yesterday, he's mentioned many times publicly and privately that NATO, Germany, and others are not doing meeting their commitment to NATO. NATO is the ones that are going to be helping Ukraine. And so he's saying, look, you know, they're not doing that. We'll help you with this. But, you know, it was the Ukrainian president who brought up the corruption, conveniently ignored by Schiff, conveniently ignored by most of the people looking even at the whistleblower complaint. The chronology there even makes that clear. So let's take a look at some of the reactions to Schiff's fractured fairy tale. We have, first of all, President Trump this morning tweeting out, Schiff fraudulently read to Congress with millions of people watching a version of my conversation with the president of Ukraine that doesn't exist. And again, the transcript is already out, as well as a whistleblower complaint. He was supposedly reading the exact transcribed version of the call, but he completely changed the words to make it sound horrible and make me sound guilty. He was desperate and he got caught. Adam Schiff lied to Congress and attempted to defraud the American public. He's been doing this for 2 years. I'm calling for him to immediately resign from Congress based on this fraud. Yeah, well, I would like for him to resign, but certainly that isn't going to happen. As other people have pointed out, Schiff's phone call, his imaginary fractured fairy tale, essentially boils down to unhinged Orange Man bad fan fiction. And that was one person's tweet about that, Benny Johnson. Wow, my jaw is on the floor. Intelligence, quote-unquote, and he put that in quote, committee Adam Schiff just fabricated out of thin air the contents of the Trump phone call with Ukraine's president. And there's no excuse for this when he's at the actual transcript. Not a word he says here is true. Not a word. The entire dark carnival is sad, unhinged, orange man bad fiction. And then we had other people chime in on this. Let's play video clip number three, Ryan Saavedra.
As an aside, I want to mention that my colleague is right on both counts. It's not okay, but also my summary of the president's call was meant to be at least part in parody.
Yeah, and part in parody. Yeah, that's actually not Ryan Saavedra. That was Adam Schiff. That was tweeted out by Ryan Saavedra. Here's some of the other tweets from Republican congressmen who were absolutely astounded at that so-called parody. You know what the parody is? Adam Schiff himself is a parody of a congressman. That's your real parody right there. He's not a real congressman. but Ralph Norman, a Republican from South Carolina, said, we have a full transcript of the call between President Trump and President Zelensky, yet Adam Schiff opens up the whistleblower hearing with a total embellishment of what was actually said. A lying embellishment, quite frankly. How stupid does he think the American people are? Well, he doesn't think American people are stupid. He thinks Democrats are stupid, right? Remember we had NPR say, Republicans are just too stupid to not turn on Trump. Well, the Democrats aren't going to bother to read the transcript, so I guess Adam Schiff believes that he can make up his own version of the transcript. Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican in New York, wrote, it's disturbing and outrageous that Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Adam Schiff opens up a hearing of this importance with an improvised fake dialogue between President Trump and President Zelensky. We should focus on the facts. Mo Brooks from Alabama, Ukraine whistleblower report is public, all uppercase. It is all rumor, gossip, hearsay. There is no personal knowledge or evidence of anything. I recommend Adam Schiff read it. Mark Meadows, if all we're going to hear from is a witness spreading third-hand hearsay, there's no reason to view this leaked call as anything other than a continued effort from within to undermine both the president and an imminent FISA Inspector General report expected to be damning toward the incel community. I mean, intel, right? Jody Heiss, a congressman, whistleblower. To some, they haven't witnessed firsthand. It's more like a rogue self-appointed private eye scooping up secondhand gossip, reading public news articles. Lee Zeldin, another congressman, said the whistleblower complaint, quote unquote, has been released as expected. It is hearsay. Without firsthand knowledge, it isn't impeachable regardless. This entire scene in Congress has been a one-way express ticket to Crazy Town. Jim Jordan, the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, found that the so-called whistleblower had some indicia of an arguable political bias in favor of a rival political candidate. That's Washington speak for they were out to get the president. Rick Crawford said the Democrats are so blinded by their hatred of Trump that they're ignoring all protocol. Whistleblowers should be protected, and that's why it's important for these hearings to be held privately, as we typically do with these types of complaints. Well, you know, they're so desperate for anything that they'll run with whatever they've got, and then they will call for witnesses who actually saw something to come forward, please. Again, all these people that supposedly are the sources for this whistleblower complaint, why didn't any of them file a complaint? The people who are actually there. Instead, we get a complaint from somebody who wasn't there. And the Democrats are begging somebody to find something wrong with all of this. And then finally, we have Steve Scalise, saying, well, the Democrats back then said that impeachment was undoing an election. Impeachment must be bipartisan. Impeachment supporters are driven by hatred. That was when it was President Clinton who was impeached. Today, they say that they are trying to undo the 2016 election. They have no bipartisan support, and they are filled with hatred of President Trump. Their hypocrisy is unbelievable, but not unexpected. The whistleblower falsely claimed, as we look at the facts here, one of the things that they claimed that was false in this, but of course, let's cut the whistleblower, quote-unquote whistleblower, a little bit of slack here. The whistleblower falsely claimed the State Department official was in there on the Trump-Ukraine call, but of course, the whistleblower wasn't there. The whistleblower didn't hear any of it, so the whistleblower can't really know whether or not the State Department official was there. He just heard that as rumor and gossip, so he's not actually lying, right, I guess? This is a scoop coming out of CBS. Senior government official tells CBS counselor to the State Department, Breckbull, was not on the presidential call with Zelensky, as the whistleblower complaint states. Imagine that. And then we have the New York Times identifying the whistleblower as a CIA officer who was detailed at the White House but has since returned to the CIA. And I look at that and I wonder if this person was demoted. Is this person disgruntled? They certainly are politically motivated. The lawyer representing this whistleblower is a lawyer who has done a lot of work for Hillary Clinton and for Chuck Schumer, as we pointed out. If you look at the narrative that is in here, the timeline and so forth, that comes from BuzzFeed and a Soros group. We'll get into that coming up. Folks, before we go to break, I just want to remind you of the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Black Friday comes early sale. We have 50% off all InfoWars Life products, up to 50% off preparedness products as well, and free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and everything that we do here, and your free independent press. We'll be right back.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last, across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There's a very interesting comment on this whistleblower complaint that was released yesterday morning, just as this program began, from a former CIA analyst and National Security Council official, Fred Flights. And I want you to hear his comments about this. He said, the way that this complaint was written suggested that the author had a lot of help. I know from my work on the House Intel Committee staff that many whistleblowers go directly to the Intel Oversight Committees. Did this whistleblower first meet with House Intel Committee members? And here are the points that he makes. He said, this is not an intelligence matter. Again, this is coming from Fred Flights, a former CIA analyst and National Security Council official. He said, this is not an intelligence matter. It is a policy matter, and it is a complaint about differences over policy. You understand that? Presidential phone calls are not an intelligence concern. The fact that an intelligence community officers transcribe these calls does not give the intelligence community inspector general jurisdiction over these calls. So he's saying is they just record this, but this is nothing to do with intelligence. This is just policy. The president is speaking to another president. He said it appears that rules restricting access and knowledge of these sensitive calls was breached. This official was not on this call. This official was not on the approved dissemination list and should not have been briefed on the call. Oh, so we had violations of security rules, didn't we? Maybe that's one of the reasons why President Trump put this stuff in a secured area. Because we got all these spies in the White House, spies for Hillary, spies for the Democrats. People who have already for 2 years been trying to overthrow the election and President Trump. Number three. The way this complaint was written suggested the author had a lot of help. I know from my work on the House Intel Committee that whistleblowers go directly to those oversight committees. Did the Democrats help to write this? He goes on to say, it's therefore important that the Congress find out where this complaint came from. What did House and Senate committee Democrat members and staff know about it? And when did they know it? Did they help to orchestrate this complaint? My view is that this whistleblower complaint is too convenient, too perfect to come from a typical whistleblower. Were other IC officers involved? Were outside groups opposed to the president involved? This complaint will further damage IC relations with the White House, intelligence community relations with the White House, for many years to come because IC officers appear to be politicizing presidential phone calls with foreign officials and their access to the president and his activities at the White House. Worst of all, this intelligence officer and probably others have blatantly crossed the line into policy. This violates a core responsibility of IC officers to inform, but not to make policy. This is such a grievous violation of trust between the IC and the White House that it would not surprise me if IC officers are barred from all access to presidential phone calls in the future with foreign officials. Again. That also explains why, you know, this, oh, look, he locked this down. In that kind of environment, again, that was Fred Flights, former CIA analyst, National Security Council official, saying this raises a whole new series of questions about the Democrats and the intelligence community, doesn't it? It's not a national security issue. It is outright politicization. It is the intelligence community becoming politicized. You know, kind of like we see all these people retiring to CNN. You've got Brennan, you got Clapper, you got Andrew McCabe, all of these people who have worked for years to overthrow the election. They're now CNN commentators. The CIA News Network, we always called it that. Isn't it funny how right we are? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video. Libertarian.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalist. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just read you the comments of a former CIA analyst, national security specialist, saying, I don't understand how this is not being investigated, the actual complaint, because this guy got information that should never have been passed to him. First of all, it's not just that it was hearsay, and we shouldn't even take anything in this complaint seriously. It's just hearsay and gossip. But the gossip part of this, the hearsay part of this, means that people who were in a position to know are breaking the restrictions on classified information. Need to complain about President Trump trying to secure stuff in that kind of environment? Really? Seriously? And then we see this. The whistleblower complaint, as Breitbart points out, relies on Soros-funded investigative reporting group that partnered with BuzzFeed. Yes, it's just like the dossiers. Part two, same people behind this whistleblower complaint. You know, that former CIA analyst said, did they have help? Did they meet with Democrats in the oversight committees in the House and the Senate? What did these Democrats know? And when did they know? Did they help to put this together? Well, maybe it was the Soros groups that helped to put this together. As Breitbart reports, sections of a so-called whistleblower's complaint alleging President Trump was using the powers of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country rely on a self-described investigative journalism organization that is bankrolled by George Soros. One key section of the whistleblower's document claims that multiple U.S. officials told me that Mr. Giuliani had reportedly privately reached out to a variety of other Zelensky advisors, including chief of staff and acting chairman of the security services of Ukraine. And they say, even though the statement was written in the first person, multiple U.S. officials told me, it contains a footnote that references a report by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCCRP. The account goes on to rely on that same OCCRP report on three more occasions in the footnotes. And again, it's part of this timeline that doesn't support the idea that this is being triggered by President Trump. It really shows that this is coming from within Ukraine, first and foremost, just like the first comment in the phone call was from the Ukrainian president saying, we've got to drain our swamp. And that's what we're working on here. Nevertheless, this OCCRP report, the Soros organization, repeatedly referenced a joint investigation between them and BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed is the organization that first published the dirty dossier, the filthy fiction, that was created by the intelligence community. Isn't that amazing? It's all this, the usual suspects, all putting this stuff together. A dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton. Is Hillary Clinton funding this whistleblower report too? I don't know. The OCCRP and BuzzFeed's quote-unquote joint investigation resulted in them both publishing similarly lengthy pieces on July 22nd claiming that Giuliani was attempting to use connections to have Ukraine investigate Trump's political rivals. But again, if you look at that timeline that's even in the whistleblower complaint covered yesterday, this stuff, we've got articles going back to March. We have more things that were coming out of Ukraine in April and so forth. So it was in July that President Trump started looking at this stuff and making these phone calls. Every page, reports Breitbart, of the OCCRP website features the same bottom section listing the icons of four of the organization's top funders, including Soros's Open Society Foundations and the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. That's a CIA front. So again, this is the people. This organization that worked with BuzzFeed is funded by Soros and the CIA, USAID, in other words. And they provide, OCCRP, provides a hyperlink to the webpage for Soros' Open Society, the bottom left corner of every page of their website. So tightly linked to Soros, tightly linked to the CIA, and both BuzzFeed and OCCRP do this quote-unquote joint investigation, and that is referenced over and over again in this whistleblower complaint. Again, the guy who didn't see anything, wasn't there for any of this. And now we know it is a guy, if the New York Times is correct. So the House is going to now take a two-week recess vacation. It was so important for them to begin an impeachment inquiry. Well, they haven't. They haven't done it. Just had Nancy Pelosi virtue signaling to the radical left that she's going to do something about it. But now, after President Trump has moved to declassify and expose the actual documents involved here, they're going to have to take 2 weeks vacation to actually strategize. Time out. We got to regroup. We've got to reimagine and we've got to recess. Run away. Run away. It's like Monty Python. Run away. Run away. That's a... They have unleashed the holy hand grenade on these people. Congress is about to leave for a two-week recess, complained Representative Ro Khanna. If we're committed to holding Trump accountable and passing something on gun violence, we have to keep working here in D.C. Well, isn't that nice that they're going to go away? And quite frankly, I'm more than happy to see them play these hyper political games if they're not going to do anything about guns. And we got a clip from Ro Khanna. Let's play that clip from Ro Khanna.
Congress is about to leave for a two-week recess. We should not do that. We need to stay in Washington to work for the American people. The stakes are so high. We have just announced an impeachment inquiry against the president. The president has admitted that he sought dirt about a political rival from a foreign power. We need to do the work to hold this president accountable, and we need to do something on gun violence. We still have not passed a single law about gun violence since the mass shootings. We need to do something now. I believe Congress has to stay in session until we hold this president accountable and until we pass something on gun violence.
Oh, so the president sought dirt on Joe Biden. No, he said, we had this horrible U.S. ambassador. You know, you people several months ago were talking about how she said... gave the Ukrainian officials, don't come after these people for corruption. They're our friends. And don't let those whistleblowers go to the United States. And then prior to that, we had Joe Biden was actually bragging about it on videotape, how he did that. But again, the U.S. ambassador had the DNC working with Ukraine, seeking dirt on President Trump. Again, always projecting what they do on other people. So we have the DNC going to Ukraine during the 2016 election with Alexandria Chalupa and others trying to find dirt or manufacture dirt on President Trump. You have Democrat senators threatening them. You have Joe Biden threatening them with a quid pro quo and bragging about it. But look, maybe Ro Khanna doesn't really understand what's going on. Maybe he's just listening to Adam Schiff. Maybe he thinks that's the real transcript because he hasn't bothered to read it or to read the whistleblower complaint. But then you hear what President Trump had to say. He said of Nancy Pelosi, She's lost her way. I spoke to her about guns yesterday, and she didn't even know what I was talking about. Nancy Pelosi is not interested in guns and gun protection and gun safety. She's been taken over by the radical left, the whole Democrat Party, taken over by the radical left. Well, I look at this, and my comment on what President Trump just said with that, it's another reminder that this election is President Trump's to lose. And lose he will. If he wants to make this about getting something done about guns, he can snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. It's just amazing to me. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand the principle of the Second Amendment. He doesn't understand the pragmatics of it, either for our own personal safety or for his reelection. He doesn't understand the pragmatics or the principles behind this gun control. Say, we got to get something done about gun control. Come on.
My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them, and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beats is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it under the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beats today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com, and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages, and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beats at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now, we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beats with free shipping and double Patriot points.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong? Trying to fact check the president.
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts, but we got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future
does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we just pointed out, the House is going to have to take 2 weeks off. They're trying to find some witnesses. They're trying to create a case here because it's just been blown out by President Trump releasing those documents. And Reuters, that's the headline, Reuters, Democrats appeal for more witnesses. More witnesses? They don't have any witnesses. This person who filed the complaint didn't witness anything. That's right up front. You would think that Reuters would notice that, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah, they know that. They know that. They're just lying to you. They don't have any witnesses. That's one of the reasons I got to take 2 weeks off. Democrats are urging people who might have any information to come forward. Please, please, we'll wait. We'll take a vacation. 2 weeks. We're waiting for you all to come. Tell us what you know about President Trump. Violate security clearances if necessary, but please tell us what you know about President Trump. None of these so-called sources ever filed a complaint. People who are real sources, real witnesses, didn't file a complaint. So in the call, reports Reuters, according to a summary released by the Trump administration on Wednesday, Trump asked Zelensky to investigate Biden and his son Hunter, who worked for a Ukrainian gas company for several years. He said, Biden is bragging about the fact that he fired a prosecutor, got a prosecutor fired. Are you guys going to investigate that? He's openly bragging. There's a video of that. Look at the way that Reuters spins that. How dishonest. But, of course, they've got the NewsGuard checkmark from DARPA and Microsoft. You know, they put that together, the two of them. The military-industrial complex that is trying to get President Trump out of office is also trying to make sure that you don't hear the real news. And so what they do is they get together and they give a checkmark to Reuters, to AP, to the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, all these different. You believe everything these people say, and look at how they spin this information. And then they continue, Reuters, with their propaganda and their spin. A growing number of Democrats say the call was an abuse of Trump's position and they want to see him impeached. No, that's Reuters saying that. That's Reuters really pushing that out there. Reuters doesn't give a balanced information on this. As a matter of fact, they start quoting Adam Schiff, the fairy who wrote the fractured fairy tale that everybody came out with. Then we go to AP. You can trust AP, right? The people write their biased style sheets telling you what terms you must use and must not use. Headline from AP, White House dusts off the Mueller playbook as pressure mounts. So they're just, it's Trump that's going to spin this thing around. It's Trump that's going to use tactics. Yeah, he used that nuclear tactic of showing people the actual documents. The basic tactics employed by the short-staffed White House, an attempt to discredit government officials at the heart of the story. You don't have to attempt to discredit them. Their own whistleblower complaint discredits them. Absolutely amazing. That's the AP News. Here's BBC. White House tried to cover up details of the Trump-Ukraine call, and this is well after it was all released publicly. How is that a cover-up? Come on. That is not a cover-up. Just like, oh, he tried to get Mueller. He didn't never fire Mueller. I would have fired him. I would have walked into that trap, but I would have fired Mueller for cause. But he didn't fire him. He didn't cover up the details of the Trump-Ukraine call. You know, he declassified it. These people are complaining who never complained about Hillary Clinton violating national security. And they don't like the fact that leakers are being cut off because, you know, Trump actually put this stuff in a protected area. It's like, well, I wonder when we look at this in retrospect, why he would do that. Yeah, why would he do something like that? And you got all this gossip being turned into an impeachment. I mean, this is like secondhand, third-hand gossip being turned into an impeachment. You know, we look at all this and we look at all these people who are bragging about how seriously They take whistleblowers and how whistleblowers have to be protected. Have you ever seen any of these people say anything about Julian Assange? Not these people. No. No, not Democrats, not AP Reuters, not the BBC. They're not defending Julian Assange. As a matter of fact, Julian Assange's father, in a interview with Finian Cunningham, said they're going to kill my son. He said he's lost 15 kilos in weight. That's about 30 pounds, well over 30 pounds. Being held in Belmarsh Maximum Security Prison, 22 hours a day in solitary confinement. He gets two-hour social visits per month. And Julian Assange's father went on to say, the prison library has absolutely no books on criminal law. That's because the criminals are running the legal system, and they don't want you to know what they supposedly are following. You know, if you actually had access to that, you could call him on it. They asked him, Finian Cunningham asked him, he said, what are your concerns about what could happen if your son, Julian Assange, is extradited to the U.S., where he's facing charges of violating the Espionage Act? He said they will murder Julian one way or the other. And again, understand that, you know, Julian Assange is not an American citizen. They call him a traitor. He said, what do you say to politicians and media figures like Meghan McCain, who denounce Julian as a cyber terrorist? And Julian Assange's father said, U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, moron and crook, or if you prefer, crook and moron, if memory serves, Biden first uttered this phrase, purportedly bringing Julian under the Patriot Act as a terrorist, thereby able to extrajudicially murder him. Floundering morons repeat meaningless phrases echoing other bubblehead nonsense. Every one of those morons are horrified by and terrified by truth and facts, which everyone can all see and read on WikiLeaks. Just think about that. And I just have to ask, why is President Trump aligning himself with these liars, these murderers, these people who lie, cheat, steal, and have classes on them? Why is he aligning himself with these people who are coming after him and allowing them to murder Julian Assange, a genuine whistleblower who has real facts, real truth, not the kind of made-up lies that these people are coming after President Trump with? And so the question is, why isn't Attorney General Barr investigating the Biden crime family? There's a book from Peter Schweitzer, 2018. All this stuff has been hashed in the past, right? Peter Schweitzer talked about the China deal. He talked about the Ukrainian deal in this book over a year ago. This is common knowledge. We've talked about it many times, and this is why I said I don't believe that this is coming from Trump even. And that's my big criticism here, is that Trump and anybody that's there underneath him, I think we're holding their fire, wanting to use this for political advantage. Because Biden is such a weak candidate, they would like to see him get away with this until he can get the nomination, and then they will make a political issue out of it. But it is a criminal issue. And if we're going to have justice in this country, he ought to be persecuted for that. Not persecuted, prosecuted for that. Instead, they're persecuting President Trump. And again, President Trump saying, we got to get something done about guns. You get something done about guns, you're going to lose this election for sure. We'll be right back.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make a behavioral sale. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Ha ha. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Ha ha ha. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video or I have to hurt you.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents, premiers, rebels, and heroes who embolden us.
Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019 is a historical day. President Trump threw down the gauntlet and said globalism is not the future of the planet.
The future does not belong to globalists.
And then Trump went after him on how the Chi-Coms are stealing our intellectual property.
Dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
It was simply amazing. And then he talked about the ruling leftist elite and their censorship and how it must be met head on.
My administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
This is amazing. Find highlights and Trump's entire historic speech at InfoWars.com and band.video.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Investigate this. There's a lot to investigate if they really want to get serious about crime. Did you know that there is a treaty between the U.S. and Ukraine regarding cooperation for prosecuting crimes? And did you know that it was signed by Bill Clinton and it was voted on by Joe Biden as a member of the Senate when they did that? So if President Trump was talking to Zelensky about getting to the bottom of corruption for the benefit of both Ukraine and the United States, because there's corruption in both places, then as evidenced by what Joe Biden was bragging about on videotape, this is a treaty that was signed at Kiev July 22nd, 1998. And under the treaty, you can take testimony or statements of persons. You can provide documents, records, and articles of evidence, serve documents, locate and identify persons, transfer persons in custody for testimony or other purposes. You can execute requests for searches and seizures. You can assist in proceedings relating to restraint, confiscation, asset forfeiture, restitution, collection of fines, and so on. And it was signed by William Jefferson Clinton, ratified by, among others, Joe Biden. Oh, hoisted by his own petard? Well, we'll see if they do anything about that. But there's actually not a problem to say we're going to get rid of this corruption. As I pointed out yesterday, though, you have to understand what the fundamental orientation of Washington and the media and Hollywood is. First of all, no Democrat, no bureaucrat can ever commit a crime. They just can't commit a crime. The only crime can be committed by Republicans. And if Republicans investigate the crimes of the Democrats, then that in and of itself is a crime. You just have to understand that's the way it is. Just like I said about racism, right? No white person, no non-white person can be racist, according to these same people, right? So you can't, Louis Farrakhan, he can't be racist. Only white people can be racist. And if white people question the racism of somebody like Louis Farrakhan, then that makes you racist. These are the rules under which we operate. And the fractured fairy tale land of Adam Schiff. So as we look at this, the GOP is now calling, the Republican National Committee is actually calling for transcripts from Joe Biden as to what did he actually say in Ukraine. You know, we've seen the videotape where he's bragging to the Council on Foreign Relations about how I told this guy, you're not going to get $1 billion unless you fire that prosecutor. And I'm leaving here in 6 hours, so you better get it done by then. And they got it done by then. And so they've been asking for that information. That prosecutor who was fired, by the way, was at the time investigating Burisma, a natural gas company that had put Joe Biden's son, Hunter, on the board, even though Hunter doesn't know anything about natural gas. He has absolutely no experience in energy. And, of course, he's also on the board of that Chinese company, or that company that was selling a biometric identification surveillance technology to the Chinese. And of course, Joe Biden's son Hunter doesn't have any expertise in computers or biometric surveillance or natural gas or any of these things. So why is he on the board of all these companies? Is it what he knows or who he knows? Chuck Todd had a very interesting back and forth with a Republican senator from Louisiana, Senator Kennedy. Senator Kennedy is now a Republican. Think about how upside down this world has become. Republican from Louisiana. But I want you to hear this back and forth because Chuck Todd just cannot believe what Senator Kennedy said about why Hunter Biden was in these positions. Let's play video clip number one.
You can't gaslight us, sir. Don't gaslight us.
I'm not gaslighting you. I'm telling you the facts. Do you deny those facts about that? Do you think they got Hunter Biden's name off ZipRecruiter? I don't.
No, he wouldn't be on. Do you think they got Hunter Biden's name on ZipRecruiter? Of course not, because he doesn't have a resume that would have anything to do with a natural gas company or a biometric surveillance company. But he does have on his resume the fact that he is the son of Vice President Biden, and all these things just seem to happen to benefit him, you know, like shutting down the investigation of that company that he's involved with Biden is making that happen, and they get that contract there in China as Biden is there with the Chinese. Judicial Watch is now sued for documents on Biden, forcing the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor. So the Republican National Committee is saying, we'd like to see the transcripts, and Judicial Watch is actually suing for them. Nothing from the Attorney General's office, though, right? It's just amazing. And now this is not just Hunter Biden. It's not just Biden's son, but now his brother, James Biden, has promised a healthcare firm that the former vice president's cancer initiative would promote their product. Oh, how does he know that? Is this guy is James Biden a medical professional? Is he an oncologist? He's got He's a cancer specialist or something? How does he know that? Well, he doesn't know anything about any of that, does he? But he knows Biden. Yeah, I know Joe. Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, invoked the former vice president to impress potential investors. During a phone call, he said his brother would be very excited about this product. Someone on the business call described the call. James promised that his brother would promote a healthcare firm's oral rinse used by cancer patients as part of the Biden Cancer Initiative. The foundation was an extension of the Obama administration's Cancer Moonshot program, which Biden oversaw during the last year in the White House. So there we go. Yet again, not just his son, but his brother. He's promising favors to everybody. And then while they're investigating Biden, let's investigate Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney. As Zero Hedge points out, after Romney trash-talked the Trump-Ukraine call, again saying, you know, well, if true and if there's more to this, it could be really serious. Well, there isn't more to it. But Romney is trying to pretend that it is serious. We find out that one of his former advisors was a board member on Burisma, that natural gas company that was being investigated in the Ukraine, the center of this investigation and the shutting down of that investigation. So it wasn't just Biden. It was also Romney who had some connections to this, right? Isn't that amazing? And this is why, folks, when you look at Mitt Romney, this is one of the reasons why he was chosen as the hedge position in the 2012 election against Obama, because they had determined that they were going to get Obamacare through. And Romney had already done it working with Ted Kennedy, you know, that other Senator Kennedy in Massachusetts. They had already enacted Obamacare. It was verbatim exactly the same thing. Mitt Romney kept saying, oh no, it's not, it's different. No, it wasn't. It was exactly the same thing. So in the, you know, unlikely event that Obama, for some reason, did not get reelected, these people covered their bets. They had a hedge there. They had Mitt Romney and they had Paul Ryan. And that's one of the reasons why Paul Ryan has shut down, while he was there, he shut down every attempt to get rid of Obamacare. He shut down every attempt to shut down the open border because Romney is a globalist. And he is in, he and his staff are in on all this stuff. An advisor of his. Sitting on the board of that firm Hunter Biden was also on the board of. This is how the establishment GOP and the Democrats are no different. No different from each other. Not at all. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chocolate mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Life.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But
Normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to thank the listeners of this broadcast. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the InfoWars crew, and I want to thank God in heaven, the ruler of our universe, for the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on so much he's promised to do. The speech at the UN is as important as Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, beware their tyranny speech, where he talked about a technological elite. He came out and he exposed how big tech is a new ruling class that is manipulating the minds of the people and engaging in massive oppression. And he talked about how globalism is not the future of the world. And Trump has done a great job exposing the UN, the globalists, and the Chi-Coms in their house that the Rockefellers set up in New York, the UN. This was incredible.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a great sale going on right now at InfoWars Life. I'm going to get back into just a little bit more of what's going on with Romney, the Romney side of all this, and some other revelations that have come out from John Solomon at The Hill. Again, that was referenced in the whistleblower complaint. That started the one of the first things that was mentioned 4 months before this phone call. Were reports that came from John Solomon at The Hill, and we've got more information about what happened in the Ukraine coming out from him right now. Before we get to that, though, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. You've been very good to support us over the past year as we have been fighting not only the establishment Republicans and Democrats, but also the biggest companies the world has ever seen, all united to try to purge us out of the public square. And we have to grow our own infrastructure here, and we do that by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've tried to make this easier for you to support us. We've now got a Black Friday Comes Early sale, 50% off everything at the InfoWars Life store, all the Life products, up to 50% off for preparedness products. So 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. It doesn't get any better than this. Right now we've got things for InfoWars Life products, things like BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, BodEase, our all-natural inflammatory product, Ultimate Bone Broth, many other products like Super Blue Toothpaste, the fluoride-free toothpaste that has iodine and nano silver in it. things that will actually help to improve your dental health. That is also 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. And then we look at the preparedness products. We've got things like the storable food. We've got that in 1 month, 6 month, 3 month supplies, 50% off. That is storable for 25 years, all made in the USA, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Many other products. We've got storable seed kits, webcam covers, privacy pouches. We've got water filter units. The Alexa Pure Pro gravity feed unit is $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, $80 off. We have both of those in my home, and they are excellent. You really need to have clean air, clean water, and, you know, even in your own home, when you're just cooking, you know, you get this concentration of gases. Many people don't realize that they get radon gas that comes through concrete foundations, things like that. You never know what is there. You don't know what's in your water either, so be proactive. Get this stuff out before you notice that it has caused health problems. And you can get great savings right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at those specials. We really do appreciate your support. I was talking about the connections between a Mitt Romney advisor and the same company, this natural gas company, Burisma, that was being investigated for corruption, you know, when Joe Biden got that shut down. It turns out this Mitt Romney advisor, one of his special advisors, was Joseph Kofor Black. He typically just goes by the name Kofor Black. He was an advisor to Romney when he ran for president on foreign policy strategy. And this is a guy who was a lifetime CIA guy. Isn't that interesting? How all these CIA guys, you know, like George H.W. Bush and everything, when they retire, they get set up in the oil and natural gas industry. At the same time, they're telling everybody, hey, we got peak oil. We got peak energy. We're going to be out of oil in another 6 years or whatever. You better hurry up and buy my stock and my company. You know, I had the same situation here in Texas. We had a lieutenant governor who spent more than anybody ever spent to get elected in office. He was also the lieutenant governor who got everything shut down. We had the House unanimously say, we're not going to have naked body scanners as a condition, precondition of flying. And they did. They passed that unanimously. And so it had to go to the Senate, and that really got everybody's attention. It's like, look at this. We've got a state that's going to exercise its legitimate 10th Amendment power to protect the individual liberty of American citizens. We can't have that. And so they got this guy, the lieutenant governor, very wealthy individual, because after he retired from the CIA, guess what? They set him up in the oil and gas industry. All these CIA people who don't have any experience in oil and gas, or, you know, Joe Biden's son who doesn't have any experience in oil and gas, but they get in there. I guess, you know, they found them on ZipRecruiter, right? And they come in at the very top of these corporations. Funny how that works. So Kofor Black worked for years at the CIA. He joined back in 1974. He went up pretty rapidly through the ranks, reports Breitbart. He became director of the National Counterterrorism Center from 1999 to 2002. Oh, that was kind of an interesting period of time, wasn't it? I don't know. Would you really want to have somebody as your foreign policy strategy advisor and your defense and intelligence advisor who was there when, if you believe the government's official story, we had this rise of Al-Qaeda that bombed the World Trade Center Foundation, failed to take it down, but then they come out of the caves and they take down three steel skyscrapers with two planes in New York City. All that happens under his watch, that advisor, Kofor Black, that advisor to Governor Romney, who was also on the board with Hunter Biden in this corrupt firm in the Ukraine, the natural gas firm. And he was replaced in his job as director of national counterterrorism by John Brennan. See, there's just no difference between these establishment Republicans and Democrats, is there, at all? And then we got another Romney advisor. As Romney is trash-talking President Trump, seeing this as his opportunity to stick the knife in his back and twist it, we got another Romney advisor going on MSNBC and telling them, I've talked to a lot of these GOP senators, and they've told me privately, again, Oh, yeah. I've got all this gossip to dish on everything, just like this whistleblower complaint. I've talked to these senators, and I know at least 30 GOP senators would impeach President Trump if they held a secret ballot. This guy's name is Mike Murphy. He was an advisor to not only Mitt Romney, but also to John McCain. Imagine that. Somebody who was an advisor to John McCain, saying stuff like that. And now we've got this document, more documents coming out from John Solomon. And he is saying we've got documents showing that Joe Biden's account of why this Ukrainian prosecutor was fired are not really true. They got documents that show that Joe Biden was lying. Can you imagine that? John Solomon says that the documents, many of them from the American legal team that helped the company, Burisma Holdings, tried to stave off its legal troubles, raised the troubling prospect that U.S. officials may have painted a false picture in Ukraine that helped to ease Burisma's legal troubles and stop prosecutors' plans to interview Biden's son, Hunter, during the 2016 presidential elections. Imagine that. Solomon reported an official Ukrainian government memo shows that Burisma's American legal representatives met with Ukrainian officials just days after Biden forced the firing of the chief prosecutor, and they offered, quote, an apology for dissemination of false information by U.S. representatives and public figures. Who would that be? You think that might be Biden? About Ukrainian prosecutors. And so Solomon says, number one, if the Ukrainian prosecutor's firing involved only his alleged corruption and ineptitude, then why did Burisma's American legal team refer to those allegations as false information? Number two, if the firing had nothing to do with the Burisma case, as Biden has adamantly claimed, then why would Burisma's American lawyers contact the replacement prosecutor within hours of the termination and urgently seek a meeting in Ukraine to discuss the case? Oh, yes. What a tangled web he weaves when Biden at first practices to deceive, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the crazy things that the Democrats are doing. And then also in this next hour, I want to take a look at some medical kidnapping cases and what is really behind them. You know, we've talked many times about the abuses of CPS. There are also things that are happening in hospitals. There's a case coming out of Chicago where the Illinois CPS officials decided that they would confiscate, and did in many cases, confiscate children from the parents immediately after birth simply because they didn't get a vitamin K shot. And this, as we pointed out many times in the past, this all goes back to a bill that was pushed by Hillary Clinton during the Clinton administration. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them, and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Oh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beets is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it out of the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beets today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com, and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages, and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beets at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now, we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beets with free shipping and double Patriot points.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to began to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about medical kidnapping. We're also going to talk about how they are taking control of your children's minds in our pedophile school systems and the curriculum that they're pushing there. But we have a story that's just come out on nationalfile.com. Immigration activist stabbed to death by the immigrant that she was housing. This is a medical student, 27 years old, in northern France, stabbed to death. On September the 16th, allegedly by a man believed to be an immigrant and ex-partner staying at her home, brutally stabbed 14 times, found in a pool of her own blood. Again, what we're looking at here is a kind of Stockholm syndrome. We see this happening all over Europe as people just can't imagine that somebody would do something like this. And let's, you know, everybody, that if they're a refugee, they're just fine. We don't need to vet them. We don't need to see if they have any health issues. I mean, that's really the Ellis Island experiment, but experience, but no longer. And as we look at what's happening in California, the EPA is actually starting to look at a real environmental issue instead of trying to reorganize our economy under the imagined environmentalism of people like Greta Thunberg and the UN. They have cited now California for piles of human feces. This is a true SHTF scenario, isn't it? They've cited California for piles of human feces, demanded a remediation plan that would address potential water quality impacts from pathogens. That's right. California has become a Democrat dump, or as President Trump had said, a S-hole. The EPA might be planning to act against California for neglecting the homeless crisis by citing it for violating environmental laws. And this is something that has been brought up in the past with down in San Diego. Remember, they've had for now a couple of years a situation where Tijuana in Mexico is just dumping raw sewage into the ocean because they don't want to spend the money to treat it. And going back to early part of 2017, this serious and long-term problem, Tijuana's huge sewage spill, has U.S. officials crying foul, as reported by the San Diego Union-Tribune back in February 2017. A massive sewage spill in Tijuana that polluted beaches in San Diego County this month may have been no accident, according to state and local officials. 143 million gallons of raw sewage spewed in the Tijuana River during a period of more than 2 weeks. One individual, the Imperial Beach mayor, said this was like a tsunami. What's worse, it looks to me like this was deliberate, he said. It saved the Mexican agencies a lot of money in pumping costs, and ultimately they can get away with it, and they can do it all the time on a much smaller scale. And they have been doing it in the interim. Now, here we come into 2019, sewage, 2 years later, sewage from Mexico's Tijuana River closes San Diego Beach. Now, this is back in May. Large amounts of sewage-containing runoff moving into Southern California from the Tijuana River in Mexico have forced San Diego authorities to prohibit swimming on the entire shoreline of Imperial Beach. A beach closure had been in place for months at the southern end of the city's coastline. But the county board of environmental health expanded the closure after recent rain sent even more polluted water across the border. So it's not a far-fetched scenario to say that if you're going to have a policy that allows and invites, it could say, humans to, drop their load along the road and go away contented, then that's something that is an environmental hazard. And then we come to Portland, Oregon, where they have banned urinals in public buildings. This is the Democrats. Yeah, the potty mouth Democrats who want to expose us to every kind of filth, both moral and physical. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong? Trying to fact check the president.
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the fact that President Trump is going to have the EPA cite, or they've actually done it. I think cited California for piles of human feces. It is a real public health issue. We see this happening in San Diego. It has been going on for a number of years. Tijuana just dumping raw sewage into the water and it floating into San Diego. They've had a situation in San Diego because of uncontrolled open borders and because they don't look at health issues. They had an epidemic about a year and a half ago. Where they had an epidemic of hepatitis A, they were actually pouring bleach on the streets. Well, maybe they're going to have to do that in other parts of California. You know, the EPA began by looking at pollution, and then it pivoted into deciding that they were going to re-alter our energy production and re-alter the basis of our society. That's really what that's all about. It's about time they get back to that. And it would be a great idea for President Trump to point out the failures of the Democrats in California, along with the fact that they give superior health benefits to foreign citizens, superior schooling benefits to foreign citizens, superior to what they give to Americans. So all these people are looking for free stuff from the government. Just understand that you got to get at the back of the line. We got to do this for the people coming here from foreign countries first. You make some of those points and you could have some effective carve back in the votes in California, I believe. But it's also Portland. Portland has banned, out of political correctness, they have banned urinals in public buildings, they say, out of respect to the city's shared values. These symbols of the patriarchy, the urinal. I gotta say, as somebody who has to share public restrooms with men, I think that, we need to keep those things. This is one of the reasons why women don't want men in their bathrooms, besides the other issues. But, it's going to be one small step for feminism, one giant leap for unsanitary toilets there in Portland. But again, that's nothing new for Portland. If the world is ending in 12 years, why even go to college? Says one individual as they're being interviewed on college. One student asked about why climate change is going to destroy humanity in about 12 years. said, yeah, yeah, for all I know, it could be even sooner than that. So, you know, why are these kids going to college? I don't know that Greta's going to go. She doesn't think she needs any more education. She already knows everything, right? And she's been told that by her handlers, that she doesn't need to learn anything. She'll be just fine. But what are the lessons that they're learning, in fact? Well, take a look at what they did to this 5-year-old autistic boy. Branded now as a sex offender. A 5-year-old branded as a sex offender. Why? Because he hugged a classmate and kissed another one on the cheek. And this is an elementary school in Tennessee. This 5-year-old was reported to child services for hugging and kissing a classmate and labeled a sex predator at 5 years old. Now, evidently, this was, I don't know if this is a same-sex hug or you know, heterosexual, because I don't, maybe if it's heterosexual, they look at that in a harsher light. I don't know. But his guardian said that she received a call from the school near the start of September, made her sick to her stomach. She said, he's a 5-year-old child. The teacher called me and said, you need to have a talk with Nathan about boundaries. If you don't understand, said his guardian, if you don't understand how autism works, you'd think that he was acting out or being defiant, but that is not the situation. To bring something like this against a child, a special needs child that really doesn't understand that he's done something wrong, what do you do when a 5-year-old child is being labeled a sexual predator and accused of sexual harassment by the school system? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You get them out of that school system as quickly as possible, and I tell you these stories so that you get your kid or your grandchild out of this school system. This is Tennessee. This is not California that we're talking about here. And this is only the beginning. And it's not only for special needs kids. Yeah, they have focused on a lot of children with Down's syndrome to harass them, to confuse them about their gender and other things like that. You know, when we talk about this, and just think about what is going on here. If a 5-year-old can be labeled a sex predator, and a 5-year-old has the maturity to choose their gender, then you know what's next. You know that this is all part of establishing the idea that a 5-year-old can consent to sex, right? You kissed that kid on, gave that kid a hug, kissed that one on the cheek. You didn't get their consent. You sexually harassed those 5-year-olds. You got to get those 5-year-olds permission. And of course they can do that because these 5-year-olds are mature enough that they can decide what gender they are. So obviously they can consent to sex. That is where this is all going to. You have to understand that. And in the context of that, the FDA has now said that this puberty-blocking drug, which as I reported on last week, you had the BBC out there lying to people and saying, this is reversible. No problem. You know, we're just going to put a temporary pause on puberty by giving you these drugs. No, it has very, very severe side effects that are not reversible. And one of the side effects that it has, besides not being reversible, is that it is linked to thousands of deaths, say the FDA. Have they removed this from the market? This drug called Lupron? So between 2012 and June the 30th of this year, the FDA documented over 40,764 adverse reactions from patients who took Lupron, used as a hormone blocker. More than 25,000 reactions were logged from 2014 to 2019 that were considered serious, including 6,370 deaths. I don't see anything on here that they have taken this off of the market, right? Because why? Well, it's worth losing 6,000 people because we've got to push this gender dysphoria agenda that they've got. And just consider the fact that the FDA has now outlawed using your own stem cells, which have been shown not only to be safe, but also to be very effective for people who have MLS, who have multiple sclerosis, who have rheumatoid arthritis, who have many, many different conditions. They've seen 80 to 90% improvement using your own stem cells. The FDA banned that. The FDA said, You're not going to be able to keep stem cells of your own. And how do you get these stem cells? Well, they remove fat. They put it in a centrifuge. And now the FDA says that's a drug and we're going to regulate it. And we're not going to let you store that either. That's going to have to be destroyed. Why? Because you've got big pharmaceutical companies that are creating patented stem cells that they've derived from aborted babies. This government disgusts me. And they allow a drug that is not only reversible, they're lying to people about that, puberty-blocking drugs, not only reversible, not reversible, but has killed over 6,300 adults. How disgusting. How disgusting. Our so-called FDA, for which there is no constitutional authority in the first place. They operate simply on the basis of profit for the big pharmaceutical companies that they have a revolving door on. We can see that with the opioid epidemic. I mean, imagine that even after this went on for years and years, that they would allow these corporate executives to come up with bankruptcy plans that would restructure their debt and so forth, and that not only the federal government, but many, many states would allow them to do that. These are governments, state and federal governments, that will confiscate property from people who haven't ever done anything. They don't even charge them with a crime. You can't even find out what your crime is. I just talked to John Davis a couple of days ago. Had that happen to him. He was helping homeless veterans. And he doesn't know why they did it. They still won't tell him after 2 years of fighting him. But they won't do anything to the big pharmaceutical companies like Purdue and Johnson & Johnson. All right, we'll be right back.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater, or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing, and it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts. We got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday, comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store-wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents, premiers, rebels, and heroes who embolden us.
Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019 is a historical day. President Trump threw down the gauntlet and said globalism is not the future of the planet.
The future does not belong to globalists.
And then Trump went after him on how the Chi-Coms are stealing our intellectual property.
Dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
It was simply amazing. And then he talked about the ruling leftist elite and their censorship and how it must be met head on.
My administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
This is amazing. Find highlights and Trump's entire historic speech at Infowars.com and band.video.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about this drug, Lupron. If you want to know why this is being allowed, this is a puberty blocker that has had 25,000 serious adverse effects, including over 6,300 deaths. But they've got a more important agenda here. That is the LGBT agenda and the dollar sign agenda. Lupron has made sales of $669 million in 2017 alone. That's all you need to know right there. Two-thirds of $1 billion. And that's why this is happening. One endocrinologist said, imagine giving 8-year-old girls testosterone. They're in the third or fourth grade. This is unbelievable, but it's going on. Well, I'll tell you something even more unbelievable than this report. Yeah, I interviewed the father of a young boy whose mother, they're separated, they're divorced. The mother has decided that this young boy, James, identifies as a woman. And he's got a judge here in Texas that agrees with that. And the judge here in Texas says, you're not going to refer to James by his name. You're going to pretend that he is a female like his mother does. And I'm going to require you to pay for his sex change operation as soon as he hits 7, because this kid is not 7 yet. I mean, as soon as he hits 8, because he's not 8 yet. That's the age at which they use this puberty-blocking sex change drugs on these kids. And the father said, I'm not going to do it. I'll go to jail first. If you want to help him, by the way, that website is savejames.com, savejames.com. He really does need your help. He needs your prayers as well. And we need prayer in this country. To imagine that this type of thing is happening through our schools, our government is allowing it because big corporations are making money out of it, and because you've got people like the LGBT mafia who are demanding it. I reported last week about how they were doing mastectomies on girls as young as 13. Multiple ones. Don't tell me that it's reversible. That's not reversible either. Under the nebulous concept of gender identity, children as young as 8 are getting injections for gender transition treatment. And in our crazy schools, we've got 5-year-olds being with autism being labeled as sexual predators because this five-year-old boy gave somebody a hug. Sexual predator. They're sexualizing our kids. That's what the Arizona House Speaker said. Radicalized sex ed is grooming children to be sexualized. You have to understand, our government schools, and that includes a lot of private schools, a lot of charter schools and so forth, because they look for guidance to the curriculum coming out of the government schools. And that's all coming out of a central location, Washington. But the entire school and education system here in the U.S. is a Sodom and Gomorrah grooming exercise. It really is. When you look at this Jeffrey Epstein thing, for example, that's why I keep coming back to this every time I talk about updates in the Jeffrey Epstein story. Look at Jeffrey Epstein. Look at how connected he is to all of the power players, all of the government officials, the politicians, the people, and royal family, whatever, all of the elite. And that includes the tech elite who are creating the structures that supply us with information and sexualize us in so many different ways. All of those people are part of that Epstein pedophile network. And so in Arizona, the House Speaker, his name is Rusty Bowers, and he's a Republican. He's very upset about this. He said that he saw materials in a presentation at a charter school, again, a charter school, drawings of people engaged in sex acts. He said the materials are a complete change in how sex education has been taught for 40 years. But you know what hasn't changed? The idea that you, as a parent, don't have anything to say about this. They began decades ago when they said, well, we're going to start teaching your kids at 8 years old. We're going to start teaching them about heterosexual sex. And if a parent, as a particular case in Massachusetts, said, I don't want my child being taught by you at that age, even about normal heterosexual traditional sex, I don't want you teaching them about that at that age. They said, you don't have any say-so about that. He was arrested, and at the trial, the judge said, by bringing your child to the school, you have surrendered them to the state, and we will act in loco parentis, in place of the parents. The board there in Arizona has just repealed a requirement that sex ed classes in Arizona promote, honor, and respect monogamous heterosexual marriage. Well, they're not going to do that anymore. They're not going to promote it. They're not going to honor it. Monogamous heterosexual marriage? No, that's gone. And then the board was asked to consider a change proposed by a Democrat state senator that would remove language currently banning the teaching of abnormal, deviant, or unusual sex acts and practices. So they don't want monogamous heterosexual marriage honored or respected, but they do want to be able to teach abnormal, deviant, and unusual sex acts. Get your kids out of this burning building and then stop it from setting fire to the rest of society. The proposed changes were developed with a group of stakeholders, including LGBT groups, teachers, school board members, and other individuals. You know, it wasn't written with, you know, what's missing out of that? Parents. Because just like I was talking about Greta and the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child. And this is a 30-year-old document. This treaty has been approved in every country except the United States. But here in the United States, it's been implemented by the judiciary system and by the Democrats, even though it's not been ratified as a treaty. All of the principles there that parents have no say-so, no rights about any of this stuff. Remember, 4 or 5 years ago, we had Melissa Harris Perry on MSNBC, the public service announcement. We got to get over this idea that you own your children or that you have some say about that. No, they belong to the state, right? It takes a village, all the stuff from Hillary Clinton. That's where this is all coming from. And so when you look at this, you have a group of stakeholders. I love how whenever they come up with a forced agenda on us, they always refer to the people that are putting this together as stakeholders. You want to know the stakeholders? People like Jeffrey Epstein, people like Bill Gates, people like the MIT Media Lab, people like Dennis Hastert, people like the British officials, all of these, they're stakeholders. You don't have any say-so. You don't have a stake in your society if you're going to let these people do this kind of stuff to your kids. And here in Austin, we got the same thing happening here. Story on Breitbart. Austin parent. Graphic LGBT sex ed curriculum is a direct assault on Hispanic family culture. Well, maybe we can do something about it now because it's Hispanic. I said, you can't make this up, folks. The Austin school district here swapped out Planned Parenthood sex education for something more radical, approved by the LGBT Canadian sex ed.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact-check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And, of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. I want to thank the listeners of this broadcast. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the InfoWars crew. And I want to thank God in heaven, the ruler of our universe, for the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on so much he's promised to do. The speech at the UN is as important as Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, beware their tyranny speech, where he talked about a technological elite. He came out and he exposed how big tech is a new ruling class that is manipulating the minds of the people and engaging in massive oppression. And he talked about how globalism is not the future of the world. And Trump has done a great job exposing the UN, the globalists, and the Chi-Coms in their house that the Rockefellers set up in New York, the UN. This was incredible.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
We're just talking about parental rights, how they've been replaced by stakeholders, teachers, school boards, the LGBT lobbyists. They will decide what your child will be taught, and you will not believe what they're teaching them. It's absolutely amazing. Again, here in Austin, they have replaced a radical Planned Parenthood curriculum about sex. It wasn't radical enough for them. So now they have one that is approved by the LGBT that is pushing not just abortion, but pushing gender confusion. It's something that we've seen published in Canada. And the Breitbart article has pictures of it because it said this is so radical you wouldn't believe it if you didn't see it. But I believe it. We've been talking about how this is coming everywhere. And it is. They're rolling this out. But there's another aspect of parental rights, and that is the free choice about health care. And that's something that you should be able to exercise as an adult or as a parent. You should have informed consent. There's a story coming out of Chicago about the confiscation of a newborn baby because the parents refused a vitamin K shot for her. Now, this was their fifth child. Wasn't their first rodeo. And they had done this before. They had always in the past talked about this with their doctor and said, in general, we're not going to just do this as a pro forma thing. We're going to, unless there's a problem, we don't want a vitamin K shot. And they would sign a medical waiver. But then they came across, in this fifth birth, they came across a nurse that thought that that wasn't a good idea. She didn't agree with them. She had a different opinion. And instead of offering them a form, the nurse announced that she was going to report them to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. And then she left the room with the newborn baby. And it would be about 12 hours before they got the child back, they said. The mother said, I honestly couldn't understand what was going on. I was in total shock. I had never had my baby taken away. They always gave me the baby right away. And she said the episode was a result of the controversial new policy from the DCFS, which typically that's Illinois' term for CPS, what we typically call CPS and other places. It classified parents' refusal of a newborn baby's vitamin K shot as medical neglect. And it created a debate over parental rights. Again, if we don't understand and recognize the fact that parents have rights, that parents should be able to make these decisions for their children. Instead, we want to say, no. The children make these decisions themselves. That's the basis for Greta. That's the basis for the complaint that was filed at the UN by Greta and 15 other kids saying that that several different countries had not done enough to protect them from global pollution. not China or India, of course, but other states. And so this is shutting down parental rights to make a decision about their children's care. The policy was rescinded a year ago as agency leaders sought to ensure that the CPS, in this particular case, DCFS, wasn't overstepping the boundaries of state law. The acting director at the time, Beverly Walker, said, making that kind of determination falls outside the confines of our statutory and professional mission and judgment. She wrote that in August of 2018 when they rescinded the policy. At that point, Child Protective Services had investigated 138 families because they refused to get vitamin K shots given to their newborns. And they only found medical neglect in 7 of those 138 cases. And so on Monday, this family that had their child taken away and several other parents filed a federal lawsuit accusing the agency and its current and former leaders, a number of doctors and 3 hospitals, of violating their constitutional rights right after the birth of their children. And as they point out, the objection that this couple had, he's a pastor. He said, our belief is that God created every baby with a certain amount of vitamin K, and that is what they need at birth. We also believe that there are certain situations in a birth, specifically birth trauma, that can happen and would necessitate a need for more vitamin K. And if there was a reason for that, we would have done it. Absolutely. She said, I feel like a little bit like a prisoner. It was like they had condemned me, taken my child away, and I had done something wrong and atrocious, but I didn't even know what it was, so I couldn't fix it. No one would really even talk me through the issue. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like the interview that I had earlier this week with John Davis, a man who had a successful HVAC business. He was struggling to find people, however, to work for him, and he found a lot of other people with HVAC businesses, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, who had the same problem. He knew there were a lot of homeless vets, and he came up with a complete solution. He said, we'll bring these people in. We'll accelerate the training program. You know, we'll keep them here 10 hours a day. These guys have got the discipline from their military training that they can do that type of intensive training. We'll even provide them with a place to live and transportation, and we will even get them a job at the end of the six-week training period. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, right after a month after he had been given a certification by the investigation by the Veterans Administration, a month later, he has 60 FBI and police show up at gunpoint. They shut the place down. They confiscated everything that he had, bank account and everything else. And to this day, even though he's been fighting them for 2 years, he can't figure out what the problem is. They won't tell him. He said, my best guess is that the VA puts this stuff out there. We got benefits for veterans. But, you know, if you go to college, they're going to give you basket weaving courses and Harry Potter classes and Star Wars and stuff like that. It's going to take forever. It's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars. You're going to wind up with debt anyway. So most of them don't have the resources to engage in that. He fixed that for them. For a far less money, he could get them a practical skill and a job. And he said, my best guess is that the VA looked at this and said, well, if people actually start taking us up on these promised benefits, that's going to be too expensive for us. So they shut him down. But he doesn't know, because the government doesn't have to give you the charges anymore against you. They don't have to find you guilty. There's no restriction on excessive fines. None of the restrictions that are in the Constitution are obeyed anymore. And you got these Democrats out there saying, well, we're just have to impeach President Trump because we swore an oath to the Constitution. Why don't you pay some attention to the Constitution? Why don't you pay some attention to it when you have people having their children stolen? And this is happening with CPS all the time. Never given a reason. And this goes back to the Clinton era, to Hillary Clinton, a law passed under Bill Clinton that led to the rash of child protective services. It's created corruption, profiteering across this country. Every time I talk to somebody who has investigated this because they got caught up into this web, most people don't believe this kind of stuff can happen, just like John Davis didn't believe they could shut down his HVAC business and his training school, just like that, without any justification, reason given, nothing. Took everything he had. People don't realize that you can lose your children. Same way. Just confiscate them. Where does this go? This goes back to Hillary Clinton. It takes a village to take your child. On October the 1st, President Trump is pushing back on this. This is the good news, folks. There is some good news in this. It's not just doom and gloom. A law passed by President Trump seeks to reform this incentivization to steal and to kidnap kids and put them into the CPS system. And they have strongly incentivized this with billions of dollars. So effective of October 1st, President Trump's Family First Prevention Services Act will go into effect. It seeks to reverse some of the damage caused by the Adoption and Safe Families Act, signed by President Clinton in 1997, and it was Hillary Clinton who took the credit for it, so we will give her the blame, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that and how that's about to change and how hospitals can engage in medical kidnapping. This is something that should really scare you when we're talking about these red flag laws. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them, and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beats is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get and each dropper full of this, take it under the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beats today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beats at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beats with free shipping and double Patriot points.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Banned.video.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last. Which, again, is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts. We got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday, comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store-wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I've had a lot of interviews with people who have been victimized by CPS. Some of them have started organizations. Some of them are investigative journalists who have focused on this issue. But the common theme behind all this that you need to understand is that if the government can come in and even take your kids without any due process, without even accusations in more than 90% of these cases, there's not even any accusations of immediate danger, physical or sexual abuse. These are just complaints from former spouses or from disgruntled neighbors or from a school district or because you're homeschooling or from a neighbor that just doesn't like you. They come in, take your kids, and then they do the due process later, they say. Except that when we see the due process, we see that we've got CPS agents who are committing perjury, trying to run the clock out on people, We see that the people who have their kids taken away are struggling for the limited amount of time that they have because there is a time limit. We're going to see how this actually works. What was put in place by Hillary Clinton, what she bragged about, what she took credit for, and what is being changed by President Trump, hopefully, effectively October 1st. We'll have to see if this new law, they're trying to address this, we'll have to see if it will actually work. Hopefully it will. Certainly, it's going to be a step in the right direction at the very least. But they try to run the clock out, and one of the ways that they do that is not even tell you what you're charged with. Now, we have allowed this from bureaucracy after bureaucracy. This is a federal bureaucrat tactic. It's been done by the IRS. It's been done by all these other agencies. It's been done in the name of the war on drugs, taking property, charging the property with a crime, never charging the owner of the property with a crime so they don't get any conviction. They pretend that it is a civil process and not a criminal process because this is a rule coming from a bureaucracy. And they say, well, because it's civil and not criminal, we don't have to give you any due process. We don't have to tell you what the charges are against you. And we don't have to convict you before we punish you. And we don't have to pay any attention to excessive fines. And, of course, we can also take your kids, too, under that rule. It's not just your possessions. It's your kids. And so when we look at this law and how this thing operates, going back to 1997, it was the Adoption and Safe Families Act, the ASFA, create a program where the government will cut checks to states. It's kind of like the civil asset forfeiture thing. It is a partnership between the federal and the state governments to steal from you so they can make money. And in this particular case, we're talking about stealing children, child trafficking, and abuse within the system, which frequently happens. And they do this through the Social Security system. It is a multi-billion dollar industry that's being funded out of Washington, and you can thank Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton for this. It also requires the termination of most parents' custodial rights after a child has spent 15 out of the past 22 months in foster care. Now, Hillary Clinton bragged in the introduction of her 2006 book, the edition of her book, It Takes a Village. She bragged at the beginning of it, after the passage of this legislation, foster adoptions increased 64% nationwide. So it takes a village to take your kid. And she is the chief of the village. And she is bragging about how she facilitated this. As one individual said, as soon as you hit the 15-month period, you automatically get your rights terminated. It's Jerry Powell of Oklahoma. He lost chances of getting back his four children, all of them under the age of 10. He said the CPS was ready to adopt them out on day one. And they would refuse to help us in any way. He says, I've only got 30 days to appeal. He was a cook at Chili's. He got put into the system when a health episode at work led to his firing. And again, it wasn't any situation where he was accused of abuse and he was poor, so it made it even more difficult for him to defend himself. But they withhold information as to what specifically you're charged on in most cases. And they will hide information. As I have shown with many of the interviews that I've had here with people who have been victimized by this Hillary Clinton system, they will hide exculpatory evidence, just as the government always does when they come after somebody. Evidence that would show that you are innocent. He said, one of our kids has already been through six different foster homes. They say they care about children, but they're torturing them. As long as the CPS can get a child's parents to the 15-month line, they get a kickback for the kid. One website, RICO CPS, says that they're going to demand a federal RICO, that's racketeering, influenced, and corrupt organizations. They're going to demand a federal RICO investigation to investigate every CPS agency nationwide to get transparency and justice. He said the incentive money is the bonus check that goes to the state. They have a different classification for it, but it is strictly a bonus check, and it is really hard to track. So we've seen the story in Chicago, you know, where they use CPS. They said, you don't get a vitamin K shot. We're going to just take your kid right there at birth. And they did that to 138 families. They only found six or seven of them where they believe that there was some negligence How are you negligent? The child has just been born. You're just refusing to have them get a shot that's being pushed by big pharmaceutical companies. And you might have some real legitimate concerns about what's in that shot besides vitamin K. Because they always put preservatives and other things in there. We saw two toddlers immediately die in Samoa after they got vaccines. And they said, well, probably manufacturing problems or it wasn't stored properly or whatever. But no, you don't have, as a parent, you don't have the ability to do that. And then when we look at the medical kidnapping cases that have happened, Justina Peltier won, and so you have Marty Gottesfeld being put in a maximum security prison because he had the audacity to speak out against big business, against the Harvard-affiliated hospital that kidnapped that young woman. Again, another case where they hid exculpatory evidence, where they railroaded him, and now they've got him in a communication management unit. Same place where they put El Chapo. Why? Because he spoke out against Harvard. He spoke out against medical kidnapping. Well, this is something that could happen to you, even as an adult, or you as an elderly person. Here's a case out of Florida. An 89-year-old man named Robert Allen was feeling depressed after Christmas. He went to emergency room, told doctor that he had thoughts about hurting himself. And so in Tampa, and using the Florida Baker Act, the doctor sent him to a mental health facility called the North Tampa Behavioral. And the Florida's Baker Act allows doctors, hospitals, or judges to involuntarily commit patients to psychiatric hospitals for up to 72 hours if it's their opinion that they might harm themselves. Well, after he was there for a short period of time, he said, I'm feeling better, I'd like to leave. They said, nope, going to keep you there. And then after 3 days, they still refused to release him. And so they said this is actually illegal. The only way they can do that is if they're ordered to hold them for past the 3 day point by a judge. But it does authorize them to hold a patient involuntarily for up to 5 additional days if they then file a request. So they're supposed to let somebody go after 3 days if the person says that they're feeling fine, unless a judge says no. But if they file a request with the judge, then they get 5 days for the judge to evaluate that. And what they found was that according to the report, the hospital was habitually filing legal requests to involuntarily hold patients for the additional 5 days, and that meant that they would make an extra $7,500 per patient. Now, when you look at this, and you look at the red flag gun laws that have been floating around out there, and the HARPA program and so forth, do you realize that as they start to bring in this psychological evaluation, and if they look at you and anybody just asserts that you're somehow dangerous, you're going to have the same kind of protection that parents do with CPS, the same kind of protection that the elderly have with this Baker Act in Florida, which is to say you have no protection. And I don't care what you think about guns. You ought to reject this type of approach because this is far more dangerous than any gun is going to be in your society. And again, when I look at President Trump saying, well, these Democrats, they just want to come after me. They don't want to get anything done about guns. President Trump, you better not do anything about guns, especially what Ivanka is telling you about HARPA. That's a surefire way to lose this election if you do something like that. Folks, we are under severe attack, not only censorship, but even directed denial of service at our InfoWars store. But we have a massive special to help you to support us. 50% off all InfoWars Life products, up to 50% off all preparedness products, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Take a look. We got storable food. We got great, natural, safe, and effective ingredients there. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.
Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents, premiers, rebels, and heroes who embolden us.
Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019, is a historical day. President Trump threw down the gauntlet and said globalism is not the future of the planet.
The future does not belong to globalists.
And then Trump went after him on how the Chi-Coms are stealing our intellectual property.
Dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
It was simply amazing. And then he talked about the ruling leftist elite and their censorship and how it must be met head on.
My administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
This is amazing. Find highlights and Trump's entire historic speech at Infowars.com and band.video.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last, across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.